bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
When I was a kid, my father ran in marathons, and one of my favorite memories is I would go bike riding with him for just maybe 15 minutes or so, and then he would run me home, and he would go off on his regular run. And I always admired him because he was super health conscious and super athletic, and I unfortunately have some knee issues, and I don't run, but I definitely am a fan of runners. I'm married to a runner, and I think it's such a great thing. Another thing I'm a big fan of is encouraging people to run, exercise, do whatever they like, move their bodies, no matter what their shape or size. I think we need to be more body positive, encourage people to get out there and do it. And one of my favorite people who's been on the show a couple of times and will be on regularly because he's so awesome is Ted Spiker. He's a chair of the Department of Journalism at UF. He teaches advanced magazine writing in sports, media, and society. He has been an editor of Men's Health, and he is also the writer for the Big Guy blog for runnersworld.com. Hey, Ted.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing? Thanks for having me back.
Hi. Great to have you. That was a lot of me. Let's get into you. So I mentioned my dad. I mentioned the running. I mentioned my knees. I mentioned my husband. I also really do think that we need to get everybody out there, no matter what your size, and get moving. So you started something called the Sub 30 Club. And I understand that it's an online community for runners of all shapes and sizes. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, so I've been writing the Big Guy blog for Runner's World for a few years, and you know that blog really stems from this feeling that anybody can be a runner if they want to be, and you know how it is. You know, we kind of have stereotypical pictures of the way people are supposed to look. So if you think about what a runner is supposed to look like, it probably brings up a certain image to you. And I think the great thing about running is that anybody can do it, and anybody can do their own speed and their own pace and their own thing, right? They can run with people, they can run with music, they can run in the woods, and it's such a cleansing exercise. It makes you feel good. There's a lot of positive aspects to it. So, I've been writing this blog, and it to me, it kind of what it was supposed to do was represent the people who maybe didn't feel like they fit in, right? Even though nobody made them feel that way, they didn't feel like they fit into what a runner's supposed to be. So I guess this was about 2012. I had written a post that said, hey, I've got this goal that I have. I would really love to run a 5K under 30 minutes. And to me, that was like a magic number. You know, for some people, 30 minutes for a 5K sounds like super, super slow. And for some people, it may sound super, super fast. But to me, like that 30-minute block, that 30-minute mark was to me like a symbolic bridge from being the slow runner that I always thought I was to like, hey, maybe now I'm kind of average, And for me, it was like this big, this big goal that I had. So I kind of, I wrote about it and I said, does anybody, want to join me on this quest? I'd love to have you. Maybe we can start a little message group. And I think I ended the, post by saying, oh, please let there be five of us or something like that. So, within the first day, I got 100 email messages saying, hey, let's do this. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to need more than an email list. And so I moved it over, started a Facebook group, and now we have 6,300 members. And the great thing is that Sub 30 was the original goal, but it's not everything. We have all runners. We have super fast runners who qualify for Boston. We have runners who are just beginning. We have, we have all shapes and all sizes, as you said. And what it has become is a group that just kind of gives unconditional support for anybody's goals, depending on no matter what they are. So it's supposed to be a no judgment zone, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you're running 15 minute miles. It doesn't matter if you're running 6 minute miles. It matters, like, here's what I have in front of me. Here are my obstacles, and I'm trying to get there. And just kind of that wave of support you get from people really been incredible. And I think for the group that has never felt part of the running community, I think it's been really cool for people, and it's been really important to me too.
That's so awesome. I'm looking at the Facebook page now, and this photo says it all. I mean, these people are happy. And they're all shapes and sizes, and they're smiling, and they're being silly, and they're just loving life. You could just see it. And I could imagine that some of these people have been shunned, right? Or haven't been accepted in terms of them not being super athletic. Like, I'm not a good runner at all, but you guys would accept me, so I might have to try, wrap my knees and get on with it.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, so cool. Anybody's ever run a race and has been in the back of the pack,
yeah, that's me.
It's a lonely place. Like, it can be a really lonely place. And even though that you're, maybe it's the hardest race you've ever run, or you've accomplished something that you never thought you could do, and you are having this incredible success that day, it's very lonely being out there by yourself, right? Or perceived to be by yourself. And I think that there's, you know, whether or not anybody is doing it, nobody's doing anything to you, but you feel it, right? You feel that, you feel that sense of being alone, and maybe you don't belong. And what this group has done is says, hey, we're all in this together. We don't care how you run. So one of the signature things that Sub 30 is known for, at least when it's in groups and goes to certain races, is Sub 30 stays till the end, and they cheer everybody in, you know, and, you know, we don't know your stories, right? We don't know that you've just overcome, you know, this disease or fighting disease. We don't know that you're battling, you know, these issues inside. We don't know that you've lost 50 pounds and you want to lose 50 more. We don't know that, but we're going to cheer you no matter what that is. And that's exactly what it's about, is feeling like, you know, your journey is individual steps, right? And that race and that training run and that day that you get out there when you didn't want to get out there is all part of that journey. And it's more, you know, powerful when you share it with people.
Oh, it really is. It's so great to have that support and the camaraderie. And like I said, people should definitely go to Facebook. You just type in the Sub-30 Club. In parentheses, it says from RW Big Guy Blog. Now, I should have joined the group yesterday because I want to see what's on the page, but I'm going to join it today. So you're going to have to tell us, what kind of things do you find on here? Are there like when you're meeting, or is there just fun, you know, group photographs, or do they talk about, you know, some of their experiences, or if they have injuries, or what's going on this page?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So, you know, the spirit of it is that we keep it running related. We try not to let it, you know, go off the rails to other things. But people will share their goals. They'll put their goals out there, and some of them may be really stretch goals, and they're looking for the club to kind of give them that boost. Some of them may just have a training question. Some of them, you know, may just post a selfie of their run and say they were proud that they got out there that day. And then, you know, kind of what you can see, what I am most happy about this is, you know, here's this online community, right? And, you know, obviously every online community has its ups and downs. But the fact that people have formed real life friendships from this has been incredible to me, that they will meet a stranger at a race, right? And the first time, hey, we're bonded by this Sub 30 Club. And it becomes this friendship, and almost beyond friendship, like that they have become these incredible interpersonal support systems for each other. And, you know, no matter what happens, and no matter if we have, you know, ups and downs, the fact that people have become like really good friends with each other and close and change people's lives is incredible. So you will see everything. And it's just, that's all it is. It's a Facebook group with people posting stuff. And the crazy thing is now that there are so many spin-off groups. So we have the Sub 30 Triathlon Club, the Sub 30, you know, weight loss group, the Sub 30 push-up club. So instead of having the whole big group, you know, inundated with something really specific, that we've got these spin-off groups, the Sub 30 Injured Runners Club, you know, so people who are kind of fighting injury can join that group. And that way all the talk is about injuries and what to do about them. And, you know, it's gotten so big that I had to kind of stop kind of administering myself. And so we've got, you know, a board and an executive director and, you know, volunteers who've been such a big part of the group that they've kind of taken this on as voluntarily to help, because they've seen what it can do for people.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, how did you come up with the name?
Well, it was just trying to get under 30 minutes. And, you know, my background is I've never been what I would call a good runner, never fast. I'm, you know, as I said, obviously I write the Big Guy Blog, so I don't look like your stereotypical runner. And I'd always wanted to chase that 30 goal. And it, you know, it's kind of the thing that's, you know, what we find with a lot of people is they have all these kind of backstories that kind of feed into how people feel about themselves. I remember like the first time that I really recognized what running was, you know, I think it was in middle school, and you know, you had to do the physical presidential fitness test. And it was like
that.
An 800 yard. And I was already. I knew
Don't
that
even
I was
say that. I'm going to get hives.
I know. It's a trigger word. Yeah.
We would have been good friends, Ted, I tell you. As kids. And now.
Yeah. But I knew I was one of the slower ones, you know. And okay, yeah. So we had to take a warm up lap before the actual test. And I went and I was like, I'm going to go really slow in the warm up so I can save it for the test. And about halfway through the warm up, the teacher yells, "Last one takes another lap." And I was just devastated. I was like, I was trying to save myself, and now I'm punished for trying to do that. So it made me angry and ashamed and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I plugged away and you know, finished it, didn't do great, but that's kind of how I've, you know, we all have these like things, right? We all have these things that stay with us. And I think that a lot of people who go out and try to, you know, change their bodies and change their health have these things that kind of stick with them. And, you know, and that's been good for people to kind of share that and find people, because you feel like you're the only one that's affected,
yes,
right? But that's not true.
More from our guest in a moment, but first I want to talk about something that I love. It is called Tea Me Blends. Such a great name. It's an honest company. It provides the best quality loose leaf tea, and it actually gets you the results that you want. Now, again, it's Tea Me Blends, T-E-A-M-I, but think of Tea Me because it is for you. It's not just a tea, it's a lifestyle. And I've been feeling really good. It tastes delicious. It's great for detoxing. And if you're looking for a way to clean your body from the inside out, you are definitely at the right place. There's a 30-day detox. It's easy, two easy steps. Everyone can do it, no matter their fitness level. All you have to do is, number one, drink your Tea Me Skinny in the morning to wake up the body and start boosting your metabolism. Number two, drink the Tea Me Colon Cleanse every other night to purify and cleanse the body. It's super easy. Now, it's not just for weight loss. This is for your health. It's all natural, sugar-free, boosts your metabolism, suppresses appetites and craving, and so much more. To get this great tea, go to teamyblends.com. That's TEAMIBLENDS.com and use the promo code TALKHEALTHY at checkout and get 25% off your order of $49.99 or more. Again, that's teamyblends.com, promo code TALKHEALTHY.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking at your wonderful blog on Runner's World, Big Guy blog, and leaders of the back, I like this, leaders of the parentheses back of the pack, the Sub 30 Club continue to motivate, inspire at the Runner's World Half End Festival. And this was from October 23rd, 2015. The reason I bring it up is because you have a great little blurb in here from Laura. I'm going to read it because I think it's really powerful. A year ago, I was 40 pounds overweight and couldn't run 400 yards. I happened to hear about the RW run streak and decided I would begin the journey. Throughout the year, I've had many ups and downs, tears and fears, yet somehow a little piece of me desperately wanted to run a sub 30K or 5K, even though at the time I was doing 15 minute per mile pace. By chance, I found the Sub 30 Facebook group. The support and encouragement was amazing. I've been coached by Layton, who I never met before, for the last 3 months. The day of the 5K, Kim, who I had never met in person either, found me at the start of the race and paced me to a 30:06 time, my best ever. Laura, that's what's so amazing. She hasn't even met these people in real life. And I understand that because I've met some wonderful people on social media that I consider really good friends. And some people be like, but you who aren't in don't understand social media or don't do it. They're like, how are they good friends? Yeah. I'm like, well, I talk to them more than my regular friends.
Right.
That support that I've gotten, it's so fantastic to see this as well.
Yeah. You just don't know what it is that will trigger somebody and inspire somebody, right? So just a message to basically say, I hear you and I got you and I'm going to help you. Let me know what I can do, is really inspiring, right? Because I don't want to let you down because you invested your time and energy and spirit in me, and I owe it to you to do what I can to make myself better. And it's this kind of like, you know, mutual energy that feeds each other. And it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously in person is kind of the gold standard, but we have people continents away. So digital energy can be just as powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, it really can. You know, I'd love to stay on the same topic in terms of people who are all shapes and sizes, people who are running. What advice do you have for people who are new to running, regardless of what their, you know, shape or size is? And also, I'd love for you to focus a little bit on running shoes. I know I didn't ask you ahead of time, so you can say, I don't want to talk about that. But if you, you want to, I think that kind of advice helps. And especially if somebody is overweight, I would think, if that matters versus if they're slim and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. I mean, I think there's a couple things. One is, you know, you have to decide what your goal is and what you want out of it. So, you know, some people run to lose weight. Some people run because of the mental aspect. Some people, you know, whatever it is. So I think that kind of shapes what you do and how you do it. But I do think in terms of logistics, shoes are important. I'll get back to that in a second. But I think the most important thing to do is if you can have a trusted comrade, you know, that allows you to not go at it alone. It's key. You know, it can be somebody like about your level or maybe a little bit better than you so that you have this accountability that kind of helps you help each other and you feed off each other. And I think the mistake that people make in terms of logistics is too hard and too fast right from the start because they're excited and they want to get going. And that is how kind of injuries happen. So there is a little bit of patience that involved with it. And they're certainly a lot of apps and programs that can kind of help people get started. And, you know, and getting back to shoes, I think it is worth looking at shoes and going to a local running store that really is in tune to stride and your body and how your foot lands and can recommend a shoe that is, you know, that is appropriate for you because, you know, that is a key factor in, you know, how you may or may not get hurt when you're, you know, when you're increasing your running and doing it. And I think there are a lot of good programs that combine walk and run, especially to get started, which is a really good, powerful tool to get going. I think it does help to go to maybe like a local track or something that has maybe a softer surface that sort of helps absorb some of it. You know, not everybody likes trails, but those are kind of fun too. You know, so there's ways to get it right. And I think just patience and realizing that, you know, even a bad run is a good run. You know, you got out there and you sweat and you worked and you progressed in some way, even if it wasn't as fast as yesterday, you progressed in some way. And to me, you know, and one of the challenges that I always have is that running is the mental aspect, right? The first 10 steps are harder than the last 10. You know, the last 10, you're feeling good, you're excited, you're feel great, you're in the groove, but the first 10 and getting out and getting ready and going is tough. And if you can win the battle to get the first 10, 15, 100 steps out, then you're kind of hit your groove.
I think so too. Now, when did you first start running?
You know, I've run off and on my whole life, so I've never been really great at it, you know, which is why one of the reasons why sub 30 started. You know, I did a little in high school. Did a little bit in college, and all throughout my adult life, I've gone through phases where I'm running a lot or I'm integrating it with a strength program or, you know, I'll train for a big race and do a lot more of it. And, so I've never really been a quote unquote runner, in terms of, okay, this is what I've always done. And I've always kind of used it as a part of like a holistic look at exercise, that running is a piece of what I like to do. You know, like I said, I had bad experiences early on in middle school. You know, I had a really bad experience in my first half marathon. I thought I was doing really well. I had trained really well. And then about halfway through, I hear a microphone behind me. And, you know, it was the ambulance. And they were like yelling, "Do you need some water? Do you need some water?" I'm like, "Oh, my God, do I look that bad?" And it just killed me. I thought I was doing great. I was like, "I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong." And after that, my whole persona just died, like in terms of the race. Like I just was like, "Oh, my God, I am as bad as I thought I was." And it just turned out to be just a horrible race. So, you know, it's running is always a fight for me. It's always a fight to see if I can feel good. But when you hit a run that just feels good, you know, there's kind of nothing like it. You know, it doesn't matter even what the watch says. It just is when it feels good and feels free and feels like you did something maybe you've never done before. It's a pretty cool part of your, you know, exercise routine. You know, and I think that goes for a lot of different exercises too.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm blown away. I don't understand what this ambulance, what were they seeing? It sounds, if you were feeling good, it's odd that they would see you as needing help.
Well, it was at the back of the pack. No, it was, it was just at the back of the pack, you know, so I was at the very back. I think I was like a little bit ahead of the walkers. So they were just kind of trailing the race. And I had no idea that I was at the back because you're not looking back behind you. And when they said that, you know, over the loudspeakers, I turned around and I was like, oh my God, the race ambulance is tailing me? Like this is worse than I thought, you know? And then, right. So it's all like,
sorry,
content.
I don't mean
you
to laugh.
You're doing good. No, it's all right. That's, you know, it was what it was.
So after that, how did you recover mentally and what made you say, okay, that happened, but I need to keep on running?
Well, you know, so that was about mile six. At about a mile, so at about a mile 11 of that race, I was running up a hill and a coworker drove up next to me. So he had already finished. He'd already gotten his post-race bananas and, you know, was on his way home.
Yeah.
And he rolled down his windows and it, like in the saddest eyes that you could imagine, he was like, Spiker, I think you took a wrong turn. And I looked back down the hill and I see the walkers. So it was the people that were at the very back. So I'm now behind the walkers because I've taken a wrong turn. So I hoofed it and, you know, tried to get back in it. And it was a long, slow race. But waiting for me at the end were two of my friends. And they were there and they clapped for me. And they were supportive of me. And, you know, that's kind of what it's about. Like, you know, they knew that I wasn't like them. They knew that I wasn't fast and they supported and kind of that's, you know, that's part of what charges you up, right? That's part of what charges you and keeps you going is that, you know, that people are there to keep you moving when you shouldn't. So, you know, I like setting goals. I like trying things that I haven't tried before. And, you know, and I, like I said, I went through phases where I didn't run for a while, but, you know, I kind of got back into it and, you know, try to stay as consistent as I can.
That's awesome. All right, Ted, the time just flies by. It's so much fun chatting with you. Tell us how we can find out about all the cool stuff you're doing and how people can sign up for the Sub 30 group, or they can join on Facebook.
Yeah. If you just search Facebook with what you said, Sub 30 Club, you should be able to find it pretty easily. It is a closed group, so we can kind of just make sure that you're a real person to enter. And, you know, I'm at tedspiker.com and social media is at profspiker. And you can usually find some links or redirections to Sub 30. And then I write the big guy blog on runnersworld.com, which you can find there too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. You can find out more if you go to It's Your Health with LisaDavis.com. You could also find my book coming out in a while. I'll say Ted is in it, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. It's not about dirty sex. It's a play on words. Just want to throw that out there. Although I say to people, if you do all the healthy things and you can have whatever kind of consensual sex that you want. I want to thank everyone for listening and stay well.